Like I said, my name is Beth Altschuler. I work with Ramey & Associates, and just briefly, we work at the intersection of community planning, public health, and sustainability and climate change with an explicit goal or focus on creating communities that are have social equity. And I'd say a common theme we heard across all of this is backbone support, but especially from the State Department of Public Health, like having that backbone support and staff is critical, finding common non-health issues to apply that multidisciplinary health lens has been really helpful in seeing their successes. At the Monterey County Health Department, they're applying those collective impact tools, and they complement EF goals really well. And then also, like, when you can sneak the HEAP language or health equity language into strategic planning documents and your community health improvement plan documents for accreditation. And I don't think the Board of Supervisors really knew what they were adopting, but it's, you know, really ballooned into something where, you know, now last Tuesday they approved to start their governing for racial equity work. So they didn't see it coming. And then, you know, meeting people where they are, like knowing the political climate in Monterey County is quite different than in Richmond, and so they've sort of had to adapt their work to make sure people are ready. And then just remembering the power of data sharing and fact sheets. And then in the city of Richmond, you know, it's been a ramp up to health and all policies. With their general plan health element, their business plan, their, Shasta didn't talk about this, but their budgeting process includes a lot of health inequity criteria, and so really putting that health into really every decision in the city. Richmond's been very successful at doing that because of their supportive leadership. And then, you know, their term government services through the prism of health, I think, is really a nice one to take back home with you. And then finally, having an interdepartmental HEAP team outside, internal departments, and then also outside partnerships. And I think one thing that Monterey County didn't really get into super deeply is, you know, different from the state where it's different department heads, Monterey County's health and all policy groups includes a lot of outside stakeholders. So even if your internal department heads aren't willing to sit on committees, a lot of the other outside regional government agencies, transit agencies, community groups are willing and are interested. So we heard common challenges were funding and backbone staff support, getting the right people at the table and keeping them there, identifying compelling group priorities, the time lag between action and community benefit, and then the question of who leads it and whoever has the capacity to lead it, really, I think is. And then, so what does health and all policies need to succeed? So I think there's really good examples out there of data sharing projects, collaborative policy making, good leadership models, innovation from different types of communities, so not just the progressive urban communities with lots of resources, and then evaluation, like being able to show, look, this is really working to communities that want to do this, that are maybe skeptical, and then finally hearing testimonials from the non-health HEAP converts is important, so making sure those are documented. So I have questions, but I'll open it up because I'm sure you do too, and I think we have probably 15 minutes or so, so lots of time for discussion. Any questions? Yeah?
Yeah, you mentioned getting the right people. How did you go about doing that for Richard's case? Who were those people?
I think I can, let's see.
Yeah,
look, I can pass it down. That's as far as it goes. Wait.
I can hear you.
Okay. That's as far as it goes.
So one thing in Richmond, because we have a long history of environmental justice organizing in our community, we try to be responsive to whether there's collaboratives that are in place that are using traditional collective impact models, or if it's something that just kind of organically comes up, like there's an opportunity to work on the Greenway to, like, for for a trails to rail kind of renovation. So what we do in Richmond is we work with both, because in our community it's not there's multiple partners that are working on multiple projects and they have different areas of interest, and as city staff our role is to work with all of them, whether they're using a traditional kind of collaborative efficacy framework or not. So we have 700 to 800 staff people right now, and what we're really trying to do is make sure that those people are being deployed in a manner that help move the needle in terms of reducing health disparities. So somewhat different than Monterey, where they're a convener. Well, we're a convener, but we also think that it's very important to go to the tables where the people already are and play a role there as requested.
Next, other questions?
I have a question. Southwest also, the Ventura County Public Health, we are accredited, we have accreditation for our for the city of California, and we in Ventura County, again, received a California transformation, community transformation grant a while back. Right before it expired, we were talking about health and all policies, so when it expired, one of our members, a supervisor, board supervisor member, decided that she liked the concept that she was going to be chair of the board that year. She wanted to make that a platform. She adopted, she proposed, and it passed unanimously. Again, one of those, they didn't know what they were asking for when they So now we're in the process of trying to find what's going to look like, because we don't have an issue that we're working on.
I have one for you. So your county is about to update their general plan?
Yes.
You know that probably?
Yes.
Yeah, so I would say that would be a really great opportunity to kind of infuse health, train, you know, do resident trainings on why health is important in land use planning, and, you know, make sure that you guys have a seat at any advisory committee meetings and help co-sponsor workshops and outreach. I mean, we can talk, but I would say that that's a huge opportunity.
It is, and frankly, it's a good thing you mentioned that, because the county board also adopted health and all policies in their strategic plan first, and then in their general plan.
You're set.
Second, and now as a countywide framework.
Yeah.
But again, it was without having any real experience in what that meant. So I've spoken with you on the phone, I think, and I know that Julia has been asked to see us a couple of times just to help us wrap our heads around it, but it is a really big concept. So that was what I was going to ask, is what would you suggest we start with first? Because it is a big elephant and we have to start eating it, you know, chunk by chunk. So
I'll just start and then Carmen can chime in. But what happened when the city of Salinas proposed to do the economic development element is that we had a meeting with the city manager and asked if potentially health could be part of that. And then as it began to move forward, we realized there wasn't going to be a lot of community engagement, or not what we would consider from the health department's perspective to be really deep community engagement, really meaningful community engagement. And so that's when we turned to community partners like Building Healthy Communities and Raming Associates to help with that process. And we offered that as a service to the city. And I think they began to realize the necessity of it, because there was a lot of community advocacy developing around a few other issues in the city with Building Healthy Communities. So I would suggest that potentially, and that's again where the health department might be a great neutral convener for that.
And training.
And the training, of course, definitely, where you can potentially bring that to the table or just leverage a few small dollars to bring the trainers in.
Yeah, I just want to add a little bit. So definitely a meeting with potential partners, but I think what is critical is to really break down what the general plan means to all these different disciplines. So what is their role to the plan? Otherwise, you're going to have folks that don't necessarily see their role, and they may not come to your meeting. So really kind of setting that foundation as to how is the general plan going to affect all of our work in the long run, and what is each of the different disciplines stake into that plan? In addition also to the community folks, because, you know, many of our communities are in survival mode. So unless you really make it relevant to them and their daily life, they're not even going to know what you're talking about when you bring in general plan language. So really kind of doing that multiple strategy to really make sure that they understand what it means for them and you know, their lives 2 years down the line, 5 years, 10 years, et cetera, is where the work needs to happen.
Yeah.
Also, when we developed our general plan, there was a technical advisory committee that was formed specifically for the community health and wellness element. And so if you're considering a specific element, I think that that is something that's important. And in addition to, it's always important to have residents at the table and have community-based organizations, but then there's also a lot of thought leaders in this space. And so getting them to provide, asking them to be part of a committee to help think about this work might be something that's beneficial because it's continuing to evolve. So that might be something you might want to take into consideration.
Thank you, lots of things about
it. And one other thing I would add is data. Like, we were in Monterey County, we kind of supplemented the data that the city was putting out because they were just putting out kind of citywide numbers and not breaking it down by race, ethnicity, or education level or anything. And it was really, you know, a very different story that the data tells when you get more detailed. And I think the health department would be well positioned to help with that. Yes.
I just want to make a comment because when we first started this, to really push for more community engagement into the plan and planning documents, there was a little bit of hesitation from folks who aren't used to it, right? So everybody's got their expertise, and planners, you know, get out plans and they get them approved and things go on, and CBOs work with community, et cetera. But really, at the end, what accumulated was this great partnership. In which even our development director at the time for the City of Salinas said, I've never seen such a great partnership in my 20-year history here with the City of Salinas. So, I mean, it is a systems change. It's a different way of working. But really, at the end of the day, what you have is something that's much more powerful because then planners or plans have the community behind them and support. And that speaks volumes to council members, supervisors, et cetera.
And the great thing is you have the leadership already from here.
Yes.
And that's a big key starting point.
Other questions?
Yeah.
We've been at this for about 3 years, 3 or 4 years, and we've got the three committees so far. We have heard interest from other South China cities and potentially Marina, Seaside, others. Well, you call Seaside, but other communities as well. And so what we're planning to do in the upcoming years is definitely expand our capacity to be able to establish more committees within the other cities that have a desire and may already have some committees that are meeting but really want to adopt this framework that we can go in and provide support around. It's definitely something that there's more and more interest in, and we want to be able to provide the support capacity to fulfill whatever need there is out there.
Yeah, I'd be interested if you're in the city of Monterey and that.
Great. Well, we should connect definitely afterwards.
Other questions? How much more time do we have? Okay. I'm going to ask you a question.
Capacity and core functions of your coalition or your health policy groups?
So we were having a discussion last night about really planning more intentionally with the evaluation and to be using tools like that for Monterey County now that we're about 3 to 4 years in and have three basically solid collaboratives to evaluate. So we're not there yet, but we're talking about how we're going to do that.
Yeah. Leanne, do you have a...
There's nothing formal at this point, but it's something our team at the Public Health Institute, you know, we've kind of considered and chatted about. Our primary function is still staffing California's task force, but we have a listserv. Yeah, so if you want to kind of loop in that way. And then in terms of your question about evaluation, I have a couple thoughts. So one, it's been really hard to get funding, so we're super interested in it. We've been speaking with some folks, and network analysis has been one of the ideas they pitched. We've also looked a little bit at developmental evaluation because it's kind of the evolving aspect of the work. And then there was one other thing I wanted to say. Oh, so we did, early on, we did kind of like a process evaluation of the task force, and so we got some kind of lessons from there, but I wouldn't say there was enough to really pull from. But I would loop back to some of the collective impact pieces and the backbone staff capacities. They've broken it down, I think they have, 27. Kristen knows it. 27 indicators. And so that, we've kind of looked at that and had discussions among our team, and it seems like that pretty much matches.
Yes, in our health and health policy strategy, we have some spider diagrams with some data points that we're working on. And the objective of our annual report is to provide an update on our progress thus far. We also conduct a city survey every other year to get residents' feedback on the work that we're doing citywide, and we have explicit questions around health. And in terms of as a city evaluating partners, one of the things that's been really stressed by our city manager, Bill Lindsay, is that city staff are supposed to be honest brokers. And so a lot of times, for us at least, and that means that since we're not providing a lot of the funding directly to these organizations, if there are opportunities for us to collaborate with one another to move things that have been identified in the budget and the strategic plan and then connect back up to health and all policies, then we engage and try to move things forward. But in terms of us evaluating them, since we're not funding them, and there is some turnover sometimes with community-based organizations. We do have a strong group of organizations that have been working for a long time in Richmond, so we feel really grateful that organizations like the California Endowment, San Francisco Foundation have provided some significant funding. So we're seeing really great outcomes with the work that they're doing. And so a lot of times it's not just us evaluating them, but they're pushing us. And I think that's the opportunity with this work is like, it's also good for community-based organizations and residents to push back on the systems to make us evaluate what we're doing.
So I think we're out of time, but if we have one more question, if anyone wants to ask it. I would say one other thing that I've noticed that hasn't been documented is like systems change in the city. So in the city's RFP for the housing element, they put specific language in there about community engagement and meetings and materials needing to be bilingual and culturally sensitive, and that would have never ever happened in a RFP from the city of Salinas pre-economic element. So I think just seeing, you know, documentation of city documents and city operations changing is one, you know, data point. Anyway, thanks everyone, and yeah.